Hi, this is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. With me is Dr. Eric B. Ringelstein, Professor of Neurology at the University of Münster. We're going to discuss a study that Dr. Ringelstein presented at the 2012 International Stroke Meeting, which showed that AX200, a man-made granulocyte colony stimulating factor, was no more effective than placebo at reducing disability or infarct size in stroke patients. Dr. Ringelstein, AX200 has become the latest drug candidate for stroke that showed great promise in animal trials, yet failed in human studies. Why has this happened to so many neuroprotective drugs?
Well, in this particular case, nobody expected that it would happen because G-CSF had been investigated extensively in the preclinical field, both in separate animal models of focal ischemia and in various tissue specimens, and has shown a very nice neuroprotective effect also from the theoretical basis, from its biological properties. One would have expected that this compound would really have made the breakthrough, because there were several mechanisms of neuroprotection identified in this compound. And this is why we really expected that it would be positive. And thirdly, there is a catalog of criteria elaborated by basic researchers during the last 10 years, which are called the STAIR criteria. And compared to all other neuroprotective drugs in discussion at the moment or during the last years, G-CSF ranked by far best, so that really everything had been done to make it a success, but it failed.
Do you have any speculation as to why so many neuroprotective drugs have failed in the past when they came to human trials?
Well, there have been many speculations on that, particularly that the preclinical trials had not been of an adequate quality and have not adequately been valid. However, this is particularly not the case for AX200. So at the moment, we definitely do not understand why that happened and cannot explain that. But maybe sub-analyses could help to give some answer, or at least stimulate some speculations why.
Commenting on the failure of the SAINT 2 trial of NXY059 at the 2007 International Stroke Conference, Dr. Jeffrey Donnan said, "I think we are really at the crossroads of neuroprotection. It seems to me that we either have to stop altogether because of recent disappointments, or we press ahead in a very different way." Was AX200 chosen for human studies in a different way than previous neuroprotective drugs were?
Yes, it was. As I mentioned already, it fulfilled a lot of prerequisites, a double animal model, so at least two different species were investigated, and it was positive in a lot of in vitro studies. It also was positive in the phase 2 trial, positive in the sense that its tolerability was perfect and that a subgroup analysis in the phase 2 trial indicated that it would reduce brain infarction size as well as deficits. And the same was true in the animal models. Several of our colleagues have done a meta-analysis of the animal models and the animal trials, and this was also positive. And the phase 3 trial, this trial here, AXIS 2, is a phase 3 trial, and this was exactly designed along the findings of the animal studies and along the findings of the phase 2 trial. So I really do not know what one can do better. So maybe Jeff Donnan is correct that we have to stop altogether and go a different way.
Some drug candidates were chosen for human studies based on results in animal studies, as you mentioned, but these animal studies were later found to be of questionable quality. Common problems with animal studies include small sample sizes, lack of blinding, lack of randomization, and lack of temperature control. Mm-hmm. Did the animal studies of AX200 have any of these shortcomings?
No, this was really not the case. together with our American colleagues from the Mark Fisher Group and my co-workers here, Wolf Schewitz, they really avoided all that during the last, let's say, 10 years or so. They did a lot of work proving that all these failures were excluded. But nevertheless, we had this negative trial.
Are scientists paying enough attention to the in vitro efficacy of neuroprotective drug candidates in human tissue?
I think so, but I'm not involved in that particular business, so I'm not quite sure about that, but I think so, that in the in vitro efficacy, there are so many drugs that are potential candidates, but this drug here, the AX200, the GCSF, had taken much more hurdles than that, only this in vitro hurdle. This is one of the lowest thresholds to get over. But GSF had been tested in various animal models, in various types of animal models, in humans, in vitro cultures of neurons. So everywhere we had this positive effect, but it did not work in human beings, in stroke patients. And from a methodological point of view, the study was perfectly performed. It was an extremely well-balanced randomization. And so there is absolutely no doubt about that it's negative.
Well, given the recent failure of AX200, is neuroprotection possible in humans who have had a stroke, do you think?
The neuroprotection is a dream. And I think that sometime in the future it will be possible. It should be possible. But obviously we are not really understanding how it works, and maybe we are thinking too simplistic, still too simplistic, and maybe we miss the right time windows. All that is still questionable. And it's true that in the most famous laboratories worldwide, there is absolutely no success with these compounds as soon as they enter the clinical trials.
Well, what do you think the failure of AX200 means for the future development of neuroprotective agents?
I'm afraid that many pharmaceutical companies now stop their activities and are simply disappointed and focus on other fields. And I can imagine that this is much more promising at the moment. So let us go back to the in vitro tests. Let us go back to basic science, maybe not on the pharmaceutical company's level, but maybe on a more basic science level at universities funded by official grant givers, I mean from, let's say, from money from taxpayers. So maybe we should start again and then start at the very beginning again and at the lowest basis.
Well, thank you for your time, Dr. Ringelstein.
You're welcome.
This is Eric Greb, Senior Associate Editor of Neurology Reviews. Thanks for listening.